Thank you so much, Jesse Benson, for speaking with me today. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good. So can you please tell me a little bit about the events that are coming up in White Marsh for Easter?
Sure. So we have the Easter Bunny arriving on March 9th, and once he arrives, he will be here all the way up until Easter every single day to visit with kids and to get photos done with the children. So everybody's welcome to come visit the bunny at White Marsh Mall and get their photo taken. New this year, we have family portraits available as well. So we have a separate area where you can get your family portrait taken either with or without the bunny. In addition to photos with him, we also have some other events starting with our sensory-friendly bunny visit, which is Sunday on March 10th. And that's an opportunity for families with children with special needs to come in before the mall opens at 10:30 in the morning and have a visit with the bunny without having to wait in the long lines and with large crowds and whatnot. So that's this Sunday. After that, we have Bunny Fun Day, which is on March 16th from noon to 2 p.m., and it's right in Center Court, and there'll be some great Easter crafts, our prize wheel, and some entertainment for the children, and also a special visit with the bunny that day. So that's great for families, a free activity on March 16th from noon to 2. And then last but not least, this year we're doing something new with our Easter, and we're inviting people to bring in their pets. So you can bring in your dog or cat on two Mondays, Monday, March 18th and Monday, March 25th from 6 to 8 p.m., to get your family photo with the bunny with your favorite dog or cat as well.
That's so cute. Why do you think it's so important that you have events for kids who might have disabilities?
Yeah, we have been doing this. This is the second year with the bunny, and we've done it several times with Santa, and it's been really well received in the community because there are so many children, you know, whether it be autism spectrum disorders or anything, really, any child that just needs a little extra time to get that picture taken. And, you know, it's a special time of year. We want to make sure that all children, no matter what their conditions, are able to visit with the bunny. And for some, it's just not feasible to come to the mall during a busy weekend if your child needs a little extra time and a little extra attention. So that's why we've created this opportunity before the mall opens, where we'll turn down the music, we'll dim the lights and turn off the fountains and other distractions to try to ensure that you, you know, children and their families have the best experience possible while visiting the bunny and can get that great picture with them as well.
That's great. There's so many events going on throughout the city, I'm sure, for Easter. But what do you think particularly makes your events unique?
You know, our setup is very nice. It's a little bit classier than others. We have live plants, and it's just a nice spring setting. And then the fact that we're offering all these events for free, of course you can pay to get the photos taken, but really just trying to provide an opportunity for families to come out and do something fun and festive without having to pay a lot of money, and we don't have to worry about weather conditions or whatnot because everything's right here in the comfort of the mall.
That's great. And what do you think that parents can look forward to in terms of what they can maybe tell their kids about these events and or how they can better prepare their kids for the events to come?
I think just, maybe knowing that there could be crowds. So, for instance, on Bunny Fun Day, we do have face painting, and just be prepared that there might be a line for that and to get here early and, you know, to take full advantage of the different activities that we are offering just to really get here early and know ahead of time that there we do expect a good turnout, so to not be surprised if there's a little bit of a wait either to get your picture taken with the bunny or to do the crafts or the face painting. But, you know, just be ready to come and spend the day here and maybe, you know, get lunch and do some shopping while you're here as well.
That's great. Very nice. Well, thank you again, Jesse, so much for your time. And yeah. I hope the events go well and take care.
Bye.